Election Day is a real celebration at our house. We look over our collection of campaign material from both parties, we bake election cookies, and I always take my kids inside the voting booth with me so that they can experience what the privilege of voting is all about. Turns out that I'm playing with fire, and I'm not talking about burning the cookies. It's because of an Illinois statute called, spine-tinglingly enough, Unlawful Observation of Voting. The Unlawful Observation of Voting Law makes it a Class 4 felony when a voter, me, knowingly casts a vote so that the voting can be seen by another person, my sons, except as otherwise permitted in the election code. And I can find no explicit exception for kids watching parents vote. The idea behind this scary-sounding statute with the felony promise is to keep voting sacred and private and secret. It's through the statute, as Illinois courts have written, that we safeguard voter privacy, protect voters from potential coercion, and preserve the integrity of the ballot. The statute merely echoes legislation from more than 100 years ago mandating that the act of voting be absolutely secret and charging election officials with taking every possible means to provide for that secrecy. To keep others out of the booth protects, in the words of one court, a significant government interest— the right of voters to vote free from distraction, interruptions, or harassment. But as sacred and as private and as secret as voting is supposed to be, somebody's got to watch the kids, and somebody's got to teach America's future that voting is pretty nifty. Other states seem to recognize that. At least 17 of them explicitly allow parents to bring kids with them into the voting booth: Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and many more. The states don't necessarily agree on the age of the child. Some say only kids under 12 are allowed in, and some go all the way up to age 17. Some limit the voter-observer relationship to parent-child. But there's no doubt that some kids are allowed inside voting booths in some places. In Illinois, it's not so clear. Sure, we've got the Unlawful Observation of Voting statute. But in addition, election judges are charged with keeping non-voters away from the voting booths, except by authority of the election officers to keep order and enforce the law, which hints that maybe election judges have some wiggle room. And the seemingly absolute language within the Unlawful Observation of Voting statute doesn't necessarily trump that. The highest court in Florida took a look at very similar language in a state statute and decided that the legislature couldn't have intended that election judges exclude a voter's kids, no matter how secret the act of voting is supposed to be. The funniest thing about the failure to make clear in Illinois that kids are allowed inside voting booths is that we have a law called the Voting by Minors Act. It suggests that parents bring their kids to their polling places, and if the polling places are equipped, that kids vote themselves, using special kid booths and similar ballots. The program is supposed to contribute to the voting experience of the children. It's a great idea, but making sure that parents can bring their kids inside voting booths would accomplish the same thing for less money. Besides, it wouldn't be an election without my kids wearing proudly their little oval "I voted" stickers, proof that indeed they had a real voting experience, felony potential or not. I'm Amy Guida.